HP9IRM, HP9IRM, A1SS has you loud and clear, over. Yes, thank you very much. Willkommen in Braunfahrt, Schulhausfeld Nummer 1 from the Richtungsfeld die Schweiz. Hello, Olivia. There are 5 crew members on board the ISS right now. 3 of them just arrived 2 days ago, and Salajan and I have been here for almost 6.5 months. Over. Hello, Jan. The ISS travels at 17,500 miles per hour, which works out to, I believe, about 22,000 kilometers per hour. Over. Hello, Audrey. Yes, there will be a few more modules added to the ISS. As soon as the shuttle starts flying in, we will resume major construction. There will be a European module, the Columbus, of course, and also the Japanese module, the GEM module, and a few other smaller ones. Over. Hello, Narina. Yes, it's very comfortable to live in zero gravity. You get very used to the idea of floating, and it's a lot of fun. You can do all kinds of gymnastics, but of course, you must be very hello, Denise. Yes, you can see the Alps very clearly, and we've taken a lot of pictures of Switzerland, including the Zurich area. Over. Hi, Philip. Well, of course, it's a very good question. The practical things about life you must take care of in zero gravity, and of course, going to the toilet and taking a shower. We don't have a shower, but we use wetted towels and the same kinds of soaps that they use in hospitals that don't require rinsing. For the toilet, we have a specially designed toilet that uses air to bring everything down together. Over. Hello, Kevin. On the ISS, we operate off of GMT, off of Greenwich Mean Time. Over. Oh, hello, Vitaly. Yes, I have always wanted to be an astronaut since I was young. When I was 8 years old, I watched the first Apollo moon landing, and I really wanted to be an astronaut since then. It became my dream. And as far as education, you must have at least a bachelor's degree in science or engineering, and but many of us also have more advanced degrees, either master's and or doctorates. Over. Hello, Vanessa. Yes, exercise is very important in space. We exercise every day. It's very important because normally we don't walk around, obviously, so we can't even exercise a little bit. So it's very important so that we can come back to the Earth and be healthy that we exercise almost every day. Over. Hello, Ramona. Well, the electricity, of course, we have big solar arrays that you've seen in the pictures of the ISS that capture the sunlight and convert it into electricity. For water and oxygen, that comes up on supply ships, either the Progress supply ship, or also we have the space shuttle can also bring supplies up. Over. Hello, Brian. Well, without using a telephoto lens or binoculars, you can't really see airplanes, but you can see the trails that they leave, just like you can when you look up at the sky and you see the contrails of an airplane flying over. Over. Hello, Alyssa. We don't actually wash our dirty clothing. We collect it together and we throw it away. So it's actually quite easy. Over. Well, hello, Gustav. Of course, talking to students on Earth is one of the more enjoyable things we do. Other than that, we look out the window and take pictures of the Earth. Over. Hello, Aman. Yes, I do like living in space, but I do miss the air. So after 6 months, we're ready to go home. Over. Hello, Alexandra. Yes, I can see the Milky Way from the space station, and the view of space is very nice. It's very clear. You can see the stars. Over. Hi, Karim. No, we don't sleep in beds. Of course, we're floating, and so we use sleeping bags. And we just tie off the sleeping bags where we want to sleep and just kind of float around. Over. Well, Narina, in our spare time, we love to look out the window and take photographs of the Earth. The Earth is very beautiful. Other than that, we have also some movies we can watch and some electronic books we can read. Over. Well, Vitaly, we are currently orbiting at about 350 kilometers. Over. Well, Philip, we don't worry about a collision with a meteorite. We do get impacted by very small pieces of meteorites every now and then, micrometeorites, but the people on the ground are tracking the bigger things that we might get in our way. Over. Well, Audrey, this long-duration flight of 6.5 months has been my greatest experience in space. If you want me to find a single event, it's hard to do, but I would say the spacewalks are, of course, very exciting, so especially the very last one that I did. Over. Well, thank you very much. Schulhaus Feld Nummer 1 in Richtersfield, Schweiz. It's been a great pleasure for me to talk to you, and I wish you all the very best of luck, and reach for the stars and keep on dreaming. Over. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Schuss.